This is a very expressive interface as well, and as Mark moves around, he can do some amazing things to my voice here, actually. It's just all happening with his motion coming from the electric field height sensors and the pressure sensors and things like that. I think Mark actually is not too happy because he had about 10 minutes to practice with this mapping over in front of out here. This is his way of getting in with me, I guess, to completely destroy my voice. Thanks, Mark. Can you bring back the laptop for a second? Let's see, the transparency is here. If you just switch to the video. The applications of the shoe, the data is very clean, as you can see, and you can use it in a lot of different areas. We're going to be exploring recognizing detailed features of the gait, so we can start looking at podiatric medical therapy, sports training and therapy, dance training, things like that. But just by taking the sensor signals and mapping them into musical sounds fairly directly, we can do quite a bit of expression. And that's what we're going to show you in a second. We have the stage laid out there. This is a diagram of how the stage is laid out. We've got the electric field sensor in the center, the sonars, and we zoned it into different areas. Depending on where he is, he'll trigger either sounds on his toes or on his heel or when he shocks, or he'll trigger a sample if he's in a certain area. So he'll be playing back a loop sample of music, which then he can perturb by moving his foot around. When he goes into the central electric field zone, he gets into a drone mode where he can move his feet around and play with these drones. And every time he does that, he changes the sounds around his toes when he comes out. So that's a quick summary of a very, very complicated mapping, which at this point we barely understand, but Mark has a very good intuitive feel for it. So let's see. And one last slide, crediting everybody that's been working on the project. We're very highly indebted, of course, to Caillou back there, who has done all the embedded code pretty much and most of all the music code, certainly, for this project. Quite a few people went through and worked on the hardware. Eric Hugh, the undergraduate that started the project, Ari Benbasat was a tremendous help. Ari Adler and Josh Stricken contributed. Software assistants Kaijin Shao, Andy Wilson, and Flavius Barcino, Brian Suber from Cornell for the sounds that we're using here, and choreography advice. Little bits of the sequences you hear from David Borden, composer at Cornell. And of course, for dance improvisation, he will also be back in the tent at the Media Lab if you want to come up and get a closer look at the system. Mark will be demoing it. Markheim, ladies and gentlemen, Markheim.
You know, when